Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Craig Webb back with us. Craig is a dream and consciousness author, researcher, and inventor, a professional educator and performing artist, and award-winning filmmaker. His life path was set in motion 3 decades ago when he nearly drowned on a whitewater rafting trip and suddenly began recalling up to 10 dreams a day. Can you imagine that? And having lucid dreams and verifiable visions of the future. Since then, he's graduated from McGill University, participated in pioneering dream and consciousness research at Stanford University, a hospital in Montreal. He has also designed electronic mind development and biofeedback tools, helped founded and produced Making Contact, which was a radio show airing on up to 250 stations for more than 2 decades internationally. His books include The Dreams Behind the Music, a CD, Dreams and Dying. Craig, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hi, George. Great to be back. Doing pretty well, thanks.
Great. I love these dream stories.
I know. Last time I was on, I think you guys closed with Louis Armstrong music. I don't know if you remember.
I do.
But dream-inspired artist, Armstrong.
It is amazing. We're going to get into your latest work, The Dreams Behind the Music, because that has inspired so many different artists. But dreams are amazing. But let's talk about, for new people, talk about this episode of that happened 3 decades ago where you nearly drowned. What happened?
Yeah, well, I guess that was kind of my watershed experience. I was a good little physicist, you know, very science-minded, objective world, provability, research. And then pretty suddenly, everything changed very shortly after I had this near-drowning. So I was on a whitewater raft in a river in Quebec City, actually, Jacques Cartier River. And, you know, I wasn't too afraid of water. I was a big swimmer, kayaker, but sat near the back of the raft because the bumps were better.
Yeah.
But then surprise submersion, you know, kind of imagine cold fall water with silt, so I couldn't see anything. And I had my life jacket, but bumping into the raft underneath, no time for a breath. And then kind of everything slowed down, I guess, the fight and flight turned to this very strange peace. Wow, I'm dying. This is really it, you know. I just had this simple, single thought. And with it, this peace, which I wouldn't expect normally when I'm drowning, but there it was, and I just took it. And then the guide must have pulled me out. I don't remember exactly, but I rafted the rest of the day pretty much as normal. And then started remembering, like you mentioned before, many, many dreams a day, sometimes previous day's dreams and the following days. And I'd never really remembered dreams much before. So a big, some kind of big gate opened where I was connecting with intuition, subconscious dreams.
And, of course, the lucid dreaming where you know you're dreaming in the dream, which is pretty remarkable all by itself, isn't it?
Right, right. And that kind of dream started, too, so it was kind of... I wrote a song about it, but I was like, wow, you mean that physical life here where I perceive with my eyes, ears, nose, skin, that's just one station on a big dial of experience? Wow, nobody told me that in physics class. You know, we can pick up things with precognition. We can tune into other people telepathically. And then we can get pretty interesting info, maybe creativity, sometimes very practical daily career or relationship guidance. All these things I was finding out in my dreams and lucid dreams, I was kind of like, okay, I guess I'll explore and research this. And I guess at the end of 30, 35 years now, you see the story as it played out.
It's truly remarkable, the dream state. Now, are dreams originating from the brain or outside of the brain?
Yeah, that's an interesting conundrum there.
It is.
I would say... dreams itself is a word we should define a little bit because a lot of people use it differently.
Sure.
For now and for tonight, I guess we'll use an experience that you have well, you know, physically prone and usually asleep, eyes closed. But there's lots of variations. Certainly there's a big variation people use. Oh, these dreams I have from my future and waking life. So it's not exactly what we're talking about today. But the dreams and sleep, I would say, originate at least in the whole body. So... let's expand a little bit just past the sleeping brain, since certain body positions, certain touch, certain, I guess, trauma held in the body can, and even injuries and wounds on the body can show up well in dreams and vice versa. So, and then let's say there must be some kind of invisible substance, I don't know, the mind, you might call it that, or something like the ethereal body or the invisible body that prints out into the physical. And my guess is the dreams bridge between the physical brain and physical body and some of this inner matter, or whatever we want to call it, the mind and the realm beyond. So I guess probably both and maybe way more.
Do you think societies have been interested in dreams since the beginning of mankind?
Absolutely. In fact, not just interested, I think living. Probably, I mean, even little children nowadays, you know, George, they don't necessarily differentiate too much between dreams. They'll say, oh, yeah, I met my little friend, but the little child didn't go out to play at all. And they said, oh, you were dreaming that? Oh, well, yes, I met him.
Huh.
So eventually we train them that, oh, that was imagination, that was a dream, but the child's experiencing it full on as if they might experience a physical event.
It's like it's real.
I think, you know, native societies have not quite lost that connection maybe as much as we did. And in fact, there's a lot of shamans worldwide, sort of, let's say, cultural, spiritual cultures, and certainly the spiritual folks from those cultures we call shamans or medicine men or medicine women, who are quite connected with the inner worlds, the shamanic worlds, dreaming in practical ways to help their, I guess, tribe and family members and certainly themselves. And what do you say about that? Do you think cultures over many years, maybe many, many millennia, have stayed tuned with dreams?
Yeah, I think they probably have. And what fascinates me about the dreams more than anything is the precognitive dreams. How in the world does that happen?
Like the pharaoh, right?
Yeah.
Back to the Egyptian culture. You know, documented in the Bible, the pharaoh had the dream that later Joseph interpreted, that they acted on, which... we'll slip in a little principle here for listeners. Not just what does a dream mean, which is a great question, a little bit around Sigmund Freud, but what does it want? In this case, the Pharaoh's dream, we won't get into all the details, but it came pretty clear to Joseph and the Pharaoh. It wanted them to actually physically save grain and save meats for 7 years in the storehouses. And the Pharaoh thought it was so important he put, you know, prisoner, at the time a prisoner, Joseph, in charge of it as his, I guess, first in command. And they did. They saved it all up after the dream and saved many millions of lives when there was a huge drought and famine later. So some interesting history there and, I guess, a precognitive dream that served many, many, many people.
Who gives us the information? Is it coming from other sources like the angelic world, or is it God? Who's telling people these things?
Who's telling people, and who's telling us? Have you ever had a premonition or a precognitive dream, George?
My daughter did. She had a 911 dream,
yeah.
But we didn't know what it was until after the fact, unfortunately.
How long before was it?
2 weeks before.
Yeah.
She called me up and said, Dad, I had the strangest dream that I'm in this big city walking down the street, and I'm looking up, and all I can see is ash coming down like huge snowflakes.
Right.
And I look down and I'm in 6 inches of it walking, but it's all over the place. I could barely breathe and I could see these buildings, but you couldn't see them. It was really weird. And then she called me up when the first plane hit one of the towers.
Kind of upset, I guess.
Yeah. And she said, Dad, it's my dream. Look. And I turned on the television that morning and I saw what was going on. But she had that 2 weeks before.
Yeah, and at that time, you know, September, I guess maybe August 2001, and then certainly after September 11th, I got a lot of inquiries and a lot of people, and in fact, a lot of people even would come on different shows that I was invited on to say, yes, 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 I dreamt that event beforehand too. Like fairly clearly with some specifics, and some people got warning dreams, don't go to work today, somebody worked in the towers, you know. So where does it come from? Certainly it comes from something inside. You know, we're not exactly tuned to events, future events. We don't have any time machine quite yet in physical life. But let's say the brain, the mind, something inside, invisible mechanism, intuition, maybe we want to call it, can tune in across time. Certainly to more obviously to past events, but somehow also to future events. And when something's really emotionally marking, like September 11th, you know, the Twin Towers,
mm-hmm.
which affected the whole world and certainly North America here, it's going to be very strong in terms of sort of, I don't know what we could call a ghost image or a probable future, something that we can tune into in dreams. In fact, I dreamt of huge towers falling into rubble and sort of crumbling from the ground in a big city 5 years before, but on September 11th, 5 years before.
Wow.
So I thought, that's kind of interesting.
There are no coincidences, Craig.
A little principle there.
These things happen, and they happen for a reason, but...
Wow.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have
to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And again, though, the question is, what's doing it? I mean, what are we tapping into, all of us, when we have these precognitive events, whether it's telepathy, precognitive dreams, whatever it is, there's got to be something out there that we're, you know, just like a wireless internet getting in touch with.
Yeah, like what I call the inner net, right? Well, I'd like to make a visual analogy because we can relate a little bit better. You know, time sometimes a little bit vague or tough to grasp for some people. But let's say we're driving down a road or a highway. We know we have to get off at this exit, take this turn, do this, and then we'll see our friend, or we'll go to this meeting or go to work or school or whatever. So we have this kind of timeline. Now I'm using the road as an analogy, where there's certain events along the highway of life, except that at the moment we can't really see farther than the windshield of our car. In other words, kind of the present moment, and we can guess what's going to happen in the next 5-10 minutes, most likely. But then we can tune in somehow. Let's say our inner GPS says, yeah, well, yeah, there's a map. Here's the most likely event, for your daughter 2 weeks hence, and it's very emotionally upsetting. So we won't give you details because probably you can't prevent it. So that would just be frustrating, and maybe you'll feel guilty. But we'll give you enough details that, hey, maybe you will start developing this inner sense, you know, precognition, as a gift that could serve you and others in a practical way, outside of September 11th, in an individual, personal, practical way. So I usually encourage people to ask more just like how or what can we do with it, rather than maybe why did it happen. And sort of aim towards something that's practical, beneficial. Because a lot of people end up in fear or guilt. Oh, my gosh, I could have avoided it. Or,
yeah.
Oh, my God, that's terrifying.
Would have, could have.
That's not really why they come. They come to kind of help us. Sometimes the first time it comes is kind of a wake-up, wow, this is possible. But after that, a little more practical. So
I am convinced, Craig, that we can influence other people in our dream state. What do you think of that?
I love that one. Like Inception, right?
Yeah, the great movie.
Absolutely. Did you have an experience of that?
Yes, I've practiced it quite often to accomplish things I need to accomplish, or to get the person that I needed to become aware of certain things aware.
Yeah.
And I've done that, and it seems to have worked a lot.
Otherwise.
You know, whether it's a job interview or anything, you concentrate on the person, you go to sleep, and then it takes over. It does its thing.
Like sending an email, but not through the internet, right?
Right, through the
like
mind.
Sending a text message inside or
yeah, you basically
like
plant it into their brain.
Well, here's an interesting little...
Am I right?
Well, I would say anyone who shares their experience is always right because it's true for them. So I absolutely agree. I've had plenty of experiences, so I am totally resonating. Example here, a little more famous, is Johnny Cash, famous singer, who dreamt with Willie Nelson. Before they started working together in the Highwaymen group, he dreamt pretty clearly of Willie Nelson. I think he'd met him once or twice, but pretty vaguely. And in the dream, Nelson said, hey, I have this great song for you, and sang it for him. And then he says, I think you should do a whole album of Indian music, because Johnny Cash was Native American.
Yeah.
And then he said, by the way, I have this very specific song you might really like. And he sort of sang it and gave him the name. And when Cash woke up, he said, well, it's kind of strange. Maybe it's just symbolic. But just in case, he found, he got his agent to look up Willie Nelson and said, you don't by any chance have any new songs and perhaps even a song named such and such. And, Willie Nelson freaked out because he had that exact song, but he hadn't shared it even with
his. It was his secret.
So somehow tuning in to others at a distance, quite possible, and in this case practical because he recorded the song later.
But we don't know why, do we?
Or how.
I think
anything is conjecture. But let's say anything that appears in life, internet, text messages, will have an inner corollary, in other words, an inner version of it. So if we can send emails, if we can speak to people, I'm sure there's an inner version, and we'll just call it telepathy or dream tuning or maybe inception.
It is remarkable. Yeah, but people have weird dreams, too, where they're running and their feet are running like crazy, but they're not going anywhere, or they're falling, but they don't. They never hit.
Have you had that one?
Which one is that?
Stuck in Jell-O.
No, I've never had a Jell-O dream yet.
That's kind of like their feet stuck and can't move around. How about radio announcers seem to have this little one of sort of dead air, or, you know, I can't get my notes together for this.
No, thank God I've never had. I'll tell you one dream I've had. This one I want you to analyze for me. When I was in college, I got a full-time job at a television station. I was 18, 19 years old. And in order to keep that full-time job, it was at a television station. I was just a production assistant. I had to switch my major from daytime to nighttime. My dad was concerned that I wasn't going to get my degree in 4 years, and I promised him I would. I said, Dad, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go to school at night, and I'm going to go right to class after my job. And he said, you promise? And I said, I will. Anyways, I did all that. Now here comes the dream. You needed 128 credit hours to graduate. I went to the University of Detroit. I would have this recurring dream that I had 127 credits. I would wake up, Craig, in a sweat, thinking I never graduated. I got to the point where I had to go to bed with my diploma by my stand so I would see it in the morning when I had one of those dreams. What the heck was, why was I dreaming that in the first place, that I was a credit hour short?
Yeah, well, I got to give you credit for sharing a nightmare here. So maybe that's your 128th credit there.
Yeah.
Bad little joke. But I would say that's pretty close to the variation a lot of people have of not finishing the exam or unprepared for the exam or like some radio announcers, the notes aren't ready, or there's dead air on the mic, or there's lots of variations, you know, at work, people, I didn't prepare the presentation, etc. So there's a concern in waking life. The mind has this concern, I've got to really, you know, keep my commitment and my promise to Dad and make sure that I get the diploma and still working. And that feeling becomes pretty entrenched, you know, dreams are very tied to feelings. So later on, you know, after the diploma that you keep under your pillow to prove to yourself, you might still have the feeling, though, of stress. Maybe there's an upcoming deadline. Maybe there's something you want to make sure that you really ace it and complete well. And probably the dream comes as like a feeling marker to show you, oh, yeah, we're kind of in that mode again of watch out, we're getting over-concerned. Or sometimes a little bit of a warning, you know, prepare better. The late for an exam or unprepared is sometimes a pretty clear warning. Make sure that we do prepare for the show, the operation some doctors have it, or whatever it is. So it can be both, a little bit of a stress guidance, how to manage stress, because life is going to have stress, and then also sometimes a bit of a warning. So does any of that resonate?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.